USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The death toll from Saturday night's mass shooting in Monterey Park, California has risen to 11. The Los Angeles County Health Department says the latest victim was being treated for extensive injuries sustained in that shooting. The man who disarmed the gunman from that shooting telling his story, Brandon Say, appearing on ABC's Good Morning America today, he recounted his heroic actions, said he saw the man enter the dance hall lobby, heard clicking sounds, saw the gun, and knew he had to do something.
When I got the courage, I lunged at him with both my hands, grabbed the weapon, and we had a struggle. We struggled into the lobby, trying to get this gun away from each other. He was hitting me across the face, bashing the back of my head.
Say said once he got the gun, he told the man to leave or he'd shoot. Suspect took off to the parking lot, got in his van. He was later found dead in that van in Torrance, California. Two students are dead after a shooting at a nonprofit mentorship program in Des Moines, Iowa. Teacher also injured in that shooting. Police say multiple suspects were detained during a traffic stop about 20 minutes after the shooting. Four members of the group Oath Keepers who attacked the Capitol on January 6th last year, convicted of seditious conspiracy today. The jury began deliberations on Thursday after a five-week trial. Prosecutors said the four men used a perverted version of American history to justify their actions on January 6th. President Biden will host Democratic congressional leaders at the White House Tuesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
A range of issues. As you know, this is how these conversations happen. There's always a long agenda of items that both sides want to talk about.
The president wants to find a way to move forward in a bipartisan fashion with the new Congress, especially where the debt ceiling is concerned. Well, when it comes to struggling with credit card debt, Gen X may be having the hardest time. A New York Life Insurance study found the average credit card debt owed by Gen Xers is just over $7,000. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Southwest Airlines is giving its pilots what they're calling a gratitude bonus following last month's computer meltdown that led to the cancellation of thousands of flights. Pilots will receive about $45 million in bonus pay. Flight attendants and some other Southwest employees will also receive bonuses. The move comes as the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association plans to vote on a potential strike in May. Apple Pay has new competition. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, and other banks are joining forces to launch a digital wallet that would rival Apple Pay, PayPal, and others. According to the Wall Street Journal, Visa and MasterCard are already on board to participate. M&M's has apparently had enough of complaints about its cartoon Spokes Candies being woke or not woke enough.
I'm just gonna be me.
Well, that was the plan last year.
Nothing else I can be but a purpley peanut-shaped chocolate. Candy.
Reaction to that song and dance rolling out the M&M purple included fat shaming. Well, it is an M&M filled with a peanut. And there was the whole thing about the green M&M that went from boots to sneakers and appeals to keep green sexy. M&M's now says its spokes candies are on indefinite pause. In their place, actress Maya Rudolph and a new campaign that will debut during the Super Bowl. I'm Richard Johnson.
The FDA working to simplify the COVID-19 vaccine process. The agency said the simplified process could follow a similar format to flu vaccines. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.